Thank you for joining us today. I'm happy to have with us now Steve Rau. He's a former mayor pro tem for the town of Morrisville. He served on the what is now called the American Immigration Council, and he serves on the North Carolina League of Municipalities Race and Equity Task Force. And Steve, I'm so happy to have you here with us on the show.
Steve, it's a pleasure. WPTF, we're so proud of all the great work you're doing in the region. Thank you.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you to say. And nice first name, by the way. So, as we go on, hey, this is the 10th anniversary of DACA. And the interesting thing is, despite a lot of pushes to either dismantle it or change it, it's still there and won't go away.
Yes, it's still here, and it's deferred upon arrival for children. There's about 900,000 in the United States of Dreamers. These are children that came in from parents that were undocumented immigrants. But there's also documented Dreamers, which is sometimes something I want to talk about today, which are, people that came here with the children of those who came here legally, which is something that isn't talked about a lot. But it's here to stay.
Absolutely. So one of the things that you are pushing for is passage of a thing called the DREAM Act. Can you explain what the DREAM Act is?
Yeah, the DREAM Act would accelerate the path of citizenship for those children that have come here, the Dreamers, these kids, the children who are all now coming of age, right, who came here 10 years ago with their parents. And the idea would be to basically accelerate their path to citizenship so they could, have the benefits of, in-state tuition, internships, being able to get jobs. And there's also the American Citizenship Act and other versions of the DREAM Act. Deborah Ross actually sponsored one called the American Citizenship Act, which would help the Dreamers, help the documented Dreamers. So that's what the DREAM Act does.
So one of the things that people keep bringing up, those who are opposed to this sort of legislation and this sort of action bring up, we don't want them taking our jobs, but we're at a point right now where employers can't find enough people to work as it is. Why wouldn't they want someone else to be able to help?
Well, and I think that's a fair. People are concerned today about the economy, obviously inflation, rising gas prices, and we definitely want jobs going to those Americans who are paying the taxes and going to universities. But the fact of the matter is that when you look at, let's take the documented Dreamers. There's about 200,000 in the United States. Many of them are Indian American from the nation of India, where my parents are from, right? And there's a huge immigrant community from India and Cary and Morrisville. And so the H-1B is the skilled visa. So many come from India. There's about 20,000 right now in North Carolina in the Triangle region. There's about 300,000 waiting for a green card. And they're all in the skilled immigration of technology, innovation, life sciences. They're working at Google. They're working at SAS. They're creating their own companies. And they were able to bring their children in on H-4. And now what's happening is that the H-1Bs are not becoming citizens fast enough, but also now their children of these ones who came here legally are aging out, and they're having to leave. So you're seeing separation of families. But the most important thing, you're seeing innovation being hindered, right? Because as we are looking to create jobs now, and specifically during a time of labor shortage, these families now could go to Canada. They could go somewhere else and say, I want to create my company somewhere else. I want to go work for someone else. So I think the beauty of American immigration, if done well, is that the best and brightest would want to come in. And I think having their parents stay here, but also having those young Dreamers stay here, is going to create jobs that we need now in the U.S. and fill jobs.
And you've been talking about Indian nationality that are here, and it's only going to get more when we look at the number of people who are going to be coming here and are coming here now from Ukraine and the former Soviet Union and from Russia trying to get away from the tyranny over there.
Absolutely. I mean, there's about 24,000 Ukrainians in the Triangle. I recently wrote an op-ed on TechWire about a guy named Misha Sevitz, who actually grew up in Dynpro, which is he's a PhD student, and he's working on AI technology. And Dynpro is where Russian rocket science technology was built. And he can't even get on the phone because this was a few weeks ago. He could hear bombs going off. So it's very scary. But a lot of them are in the Triangle doing innovation. And an example of an Indian dreamer is Shristi Sharma, who is a PhD student at UNC, and she's working on a special app to help diagnose better Alzheimer's disease through a special kind of fitness tracker. And so these are the kinds of innovators that we want in the U.S. creating the jobs right now, because, and then that's the comeback to the advocates that say you're stealing our jobs. Do we want the next Google? Do we want the next SaaS? Do we want the next Yahoo? Do we want the next Zoom? Do we want the next Slack being created somewhere else? Or do we want to have them created in the United States? And for selfish reasons, I know you and I want those jobs in North Carolina.
Absolutely. And there are more jobs coming here, and there's going to be more openings for people who aren't just someone that can do an entry-level job. These are people who are that are going to be needed, who are well-trained, whether it's in technology, whether it's in the sciences. That's what's going to be absolutely needed.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I mean, today, some of the interesting data that I've shared with the community, with our region is, today, according to data that I have from the New American Economy, which is now the American Immigration Council, immigrants make up about 18% of our workforce in science, technology, engineering, math in North Carolina. 35% of our software developers are foreign-born, and about 55% or more of PhDs. And that's only the workers, right, and the research of professors. But then you've got the international students that are coming from India, from China, from all over the world, Ukraine, right? And so I think that this is a huge boon to North Carolina economy. And so that's where immigration gets tough. We need to obviously have ways of controlling border control and those kinds of things. But I think we don't want to just have the best and brightest in the world say, I can't come to America. And I'm seeing that in Mooresville. I'm meeting people. Their families are being separated. They're getting frustrated. They're like, I want to go to Canada. I want to go where it's easier for me to get a work permit. And I think that was hard enough now, but at the heels of a pandemic coming to an end, well, now it's an endemic. You know, we need jobs now. We can't fill the jobs right now that we need. And I've talked a lot about technology, but then you also have agriculture.
Oh, absolutely! It's the number one industry in the state. Steve Rao has been joining us, and a lot of great information. And we wish you best of luck with your continued work and the work that you're doing for equity and for immigrants that are here.
Yeah, and Steve, thank you so much. And I would just encourage everyone to look at the American Children's Act, sponsored by Deborah Ross, the DREAM Act. And hopefully our Congress can come together. Enjoy it out there. Look forward to coming back with you, Steve. And it's always an honor to work with the leading people in journalism across the state of North Carolina to keep you abreast of these issues.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. WPTF News Time 429. Let's get the latest on the ride home. Here's Jason.